Yesterday in the Haftorah, there's a pasuk that everyone should be familiar with from your davening. Yishai Yemem Chavtes. Nosein la'yayif koach ule'ein onim atzma yarbeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives energy to those who are tired and those who have lacking strength. He gives them strength, increases strength. We all know in our davening in Tefillas HaShachar, there's a bracha that appears in our Siddur toward the end of the list of Birchas HaShachar, right before Hamavir Shena, Brachat Hashem, Chemachlam, Hanosein, Yo'ef Koach. Obviously, those words originate in this pasuk. The tour, Simon Membav, which is discussing Birchas HaShachar, he notes this bracha was actually not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. Strange, right? The rest of Birchas HaShachar have Makoros and Shas. The three brachas, Shelo Asani, that's in the Gemara Menachis, and the other brachas in brachas, when a person really from the Gemara, it sounds like you should make these various brachas at specific junctures as you wake up, and you open your eyes, you make Pokeach Ivrim, when you stand up, when you put on your shoes, and so on, but we are Mesadrit all together in Shul. But Hanosin Yav Koach doesn't have any mention in the Gemara. So the Torah writes the following, Simon Memvav. Od bracha achas, yesh besidurei Ashkenaz. Sidurei Ashkenaz have this other bracha, Baruch at Hashem kemachalam, hanosin layoyth koach. V'niskina al sha'ada mafkid nishmaso be'erab yada kadosh baruch hu. What's the idea of this bracha? A person entrusts his neshama at night in Hashem's hands. Ayefa me'avoda kasha kohayom. You're tired when you go to sleep. Now in the morning you have a feeling of being refreshed. And this is based on a medrash, says the Torah. About Pia medrash, the pasuk says, Chadashim labikarim rabbi munasecha. That's a pasuk in Eicha. We say those words, rabbi munasecha, we say this as part of that Moda'ani sentence, right? When we were kids, we didn't know where to put the comma. We would say, Bechemla rabba. It's not right. Shechzarta bi nishmasi bechemla, comma. Rabba emunasecha, that phrase is from Eicha. And what's the medrash? Rabba emunasecha, that your trust is great. Basa v'dam mafkid pikadam biyad chavero. U'machziro lo bolo yamakulko. You entrust something by someone else. By the time you get it back, it's not exactly as fresh as when you gave it to them. It's more worn out. Avu adam mafkid v'chol erev nishmasa biyad ha-kadosh baruch v'hi ayefa. And the person retires to bed at night. You're totally exhausted. So obviously it's a beautiful idea, and when we say this bracha every morning, we should be machaven that idea, how wonderful it is that we feel refreshed, hopefully we do, and that's the bracha, and also we have koach, but this is not in the Gemara. It's interesting, the whole discussion, therefore, what justifies saying a bracha that apparently was not mentioned in the time of the Gemara, it was not niskan then. So the Beis Yosef already points out that maybe we shouldn't say it. So the Beis Yosef writes on the tour. On what the tour says, Od Bracha Achas. Afo pi sheyesh smach yafel lebarach bracha zu. That medrash is a very nice idea. Me'acha shalo nizkira b'talmud eini yodea echa yirshus l'shem adam l'sakna. A person can institute their own brachas. Umatzasi shekasav ha'agur, one of the Rishonim, Sherah, Mekatri Gemaleha, Mitamze, Vaharambam, Usmag, Varokeach, Ueskira, Vahachi Naktinan. So he says we really shouldn't say the bracha. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. And the Bach, on the other hand, which is on the side of the tour, he has a lot to say in defense of this bracha. By the way, the Maharshal, who's also around the same Tkufa of the Shulchan Aruch, the Maharshal in its Shuva, in Siman Samach Dalid, he writes, Ubirchas anosin liyav koach, eini noeg laomra, me'acha shalesa b'talmud, bavli v'lo b'yushalmi, v'chem shumachaber lo hevia, el shatur kosav tam al siduri ashkenaz, t'niskan al piyam edrish, v'temahu. And he brings a rush. The rush writes in Masechta Bechoros, miyom shenechtam ha-talmud, v'nachasim ha-talmud, ein reshus l'shum adam l'sakin lo sebrocha chadasha. We can't invent a new formula, but bracha, bracha, Hashem, kimach olam, and whatever, as much as it's a beautiful idea, But you cannot create your own nusach habracha and now make that standard practice. So says the Maharshal. So the Bach already comes to defense of what was common practice. Apparently it was established to say it. And he says there are a few Rishonim that mention it, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it, the Rekech doesn't mention it, but there is mention of it in Machzor Vitri. Apparently in the Rishonim's time it already existed, and apparently was established during the time between the Gemara and the Rishonim, probably the Saburai after the Gemara, the Gaonim, that window of time, this bracha became a formal bracha. So the Bach wants to say, who's to say that it's not in the Gemara? Maybe they had a different version of the Gemara, and perhaps it was in the Gemara. Either way, he says, you want to be machmir not to say it. Hayori Yisdvar Hashem, Umuchzik Bachasidus doesn't want to say this bracha. Fine, you'll be machmir for yourself, but don't paskin on other people to take it out of the siddur. That's for sure, it has to be part of siddur. There's another nusach that he says that some people talked about, somech noflim, mashpil geyim, that, okay, that's, we don't find any evidence for that, we can't say that, but nusach of koach, we have to go with the fact that it became established, and for all we know, it was in the Gemara. So says the Bach. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. There's a sif by the Machaber, and the Reis Yosef wrote, of course, after the Reis Yosef, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Mem Vav, Sif Vav, Yesh Noagin, Levarech Hanosen Lo Yev Koach. They ain't the Vrayim Nirim. So, consistent with the Beis Yosef, some make this bracha, but it doesn't appear correct. Says the Ramah. Ramah is, of course, very much trying to defend Minig Ashkenaz. Hagah ach Minig Pashut Bivnei Ashkenaz Le'omra. So, this is what we do. So, says the Ramah. Yotzin B'yad Ramah, right? We follow the Ramah. That's what they use this in the Marit Salat when you want to, you know, give the Ramah credence. Yotzin B'yad Ramah. The Magen Avram says that he brings from someone Chacham Echad Heir Shechazar or Heid Shechazar Beis Yosef Esof Yamav. You know, a lot of times you find this. You know, do we know for sure? The Beis Yosef had Chazara at the end of his life. Betziva LeOmra B'Shem Malchus. Okay, so even the Beis Yosef. V'ani Machisi Shlo Reshanus Min Hakadmonim. Okay. That then the Kavanos Kasav Omra. The Kavanos means the Reb Chaim Vital's Savim of the Arizal. The Ari was very, very makdid that this bracha should be said. As a matter of fact, in the Arizal's version, the bracha should be said not at the end before Ma'avishenem Einoi, but right after Malbish Arumim. And whatever he says, Abi Kabbalah, why there's a connection between Malbish Arumim and Nosan Leif Koach beyond me. But he has, and the Sfardim in Sidurim, a few maybe can confirm this in their Sidurim. But you don't ask us, okay? Yeah, yeah. Anyone, Michael? Yeah. Where is it?
Earlier.
Yeah, so you have it, Avram Dov, right? Okay, you have it earlier, after Mabish Harumim, right? That's the Ariza. Okay, but we put it, why do we put it there at the end? The Levush wonders about that. The Levush, also time the Shulchan Aruch, he has a pshat, why we have it at the end. Those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz say it at the end. Misadven osa kodem Mavishena, she mitukenes arachitzas panav. The last bracha, Mavishin Me'inus Me'afapai, is connected washing your face and feeling refreshed, a new face, a new day. Right before you wash your face, you feel the sense of being refreshed, you're about to wash your face. So the sense of refreshments of the idea of the Rabba Munasacha is connected to the last bracha, Mavishinu. Okay, so here you have a very interesting question. You know, a bracha that's not mentioned in the Gemara, apparently, because the Bach thinks maybe it was in the Gemara, but Pashtus it wasn't. The Shulchan Aruch Harav of the Balatanya says Mefurish, when was it Niskan? It was Niskan by the Gaonim. He says, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Memvav, the Medinos Eilu Nohagim, Levarech, Hanosan Yevkoach, Betiknu HaGaonim, Achar Chasima Satalmud. And he says, Mipnei Tashus Koach Sheyardo LaOlam. Apparently, there was, in that time, there was more weakness in the world. People were weaker. And yet here's the Indian that after a long day, they were working hard, and then a new day came, and they were refreshed, so therefore the Gaonim were metakin. Okay, so Magen Avraham says, we should do it. Even the Beis Yosef was chozer. I looked at the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash says, Pope Yerushalayim, he was a Sfardi, the Prichadash in Yerushalayim, Nispashit Haminah Le'omro Pikisvei of the Arizal. Zulasik sas yechidim she'ein omro. So here and there, there are individuals that don't say it. Vani echad mehem. So says the Prichadash. Okay. The Taz says something very interesting. And then the Gra, I think, is saying in his own way the same thing. The Taz writes on this same Machaber, the Tor gives a reason, the Beis Yosef doesn't like it, the Mashal doesn't like it, and we have the Rosh in Bechoros that says that we're not allowed to make a bracha that was not Niskan in the Talmud. The problem is that the same Rosh in Ksuvis and Kiddushin, within Kiddushin, brings a Nusach HaBracha. In Kiddushin and the Bechoros, he says there was a bracha that the Gaonim were Misakin for Pidyon HaBen, that we don't say today. We just say Hagaf, and anyone's opinion have been before? I've been in many. But there's a bracha that the Kohen says Hagaf, and right in the middle of nowhere, right? They already washed, and they did the pidyon, and they're going, then the what's pshat? So there's a lot to say al-pidrush, but Mistama, one way to explain it, was at one time, there was another bracha that followed after the Hagaf, like by Ibris. There's Hagaf, and then that Shekidashi did Nibet, and the whole bracha that Gemara has in Gemara Shabbos that you say after the Hagaf. There once was a bracha, a long bracha, that is brought, but we don't say it. The Gaonim had it. So the Rosh says we don't say it because it's not from the Gemara. So that's what the Rosh says in Bechoros and in Kiddushin. But in Ksuvis, the Rosh discusses something called Birchas Nesuin. The first night after the Chasna, there was a Nusach of a bracha of the Gaonim that they were Niskan, Keneged, the Bir Rishona, and the Ho'inyan of Lago Rishona. So we don't have that bracha either, but the Rosh entertains the possibility of when to say it, before, after the first act of Bia with the woman, is can I get some inyan that there was a bracha that was associated with it. So Taz says, wait a second, to steer in the Rosh. Here the Rosh says, he dismisses the possibility of a bracha that was not mentioned in the Gemara, and here he's talking about details of such a bracha. Says the Taz, it depends on the following. Eif shel yashit el b'derech zeh. It wasn't Niskan in the Gemara, but it was Niskan after the Gemara. But there's a minig that already has been established to say it in Levatra, af shelo hiskrab feresh b'Gemara. The kfar efter shayu gaonim shetiknu smach min haTalmud. Maybe the gaonim came soon after the Gemara. They had some smach. It's not in our Gemara, but there's something to it. If it caught on, leave it alone. And so it is by Hanosin Leyav Koach. The Gra says, Bikitzer, as always, be a Gra on the Shulchan Aruch. Nish Nohagin on the Shulchan Aruch. Tur apia medrash. Fine, that's the marker. The ain devrayim nirim. Why not? The ain lachadish bracha achar hagemar k'mashikasa v'rash perakabit kiddushin. Ach haminhag says the Rama. Minag pashit b'vnei Ashkenaz la'omra says the Gra. K'mashikasa b'yushalmi u'mesach esofim minag oker halacha. Quoting you from the Gra. The kamakomus b'shas. There's this idea. Minig Oker Lach. Exactly what does that mean? What are its parameters? One place that certainly has application is Simchas Torah, 3 weeks ago, right? Simchas Torah, things that we do then, raining at night, whoever increases the Torah at night, other bin Hagim that seem not exactly, but yet it's get bored in Shulchan Aruch, but it's not like we have a basis for it. Kriyas Torah at night, other things. Minig somehow carries its own weight, says the Gra. That's why Hanosin Leyav Koach is justified, even though it's not in the Gemara. I just want to end with a very interesting idea that I found. The Aruch HaShulchan already says it, and Rav Schwab in his Pirush on Tefillah, I don't know if he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, but he elaborates in his own way. The Aruch HaShulchan writes the following on that same Simon Mem Vav. Od bracha nimse etzreinu Hanosin Leyav Koach eno b'Gemara b'eno b'es Yosef Yisraim al zeh ach etzreinu pashet b'chol medinos l'omra v'chein kosa b'eno ramah v'ashkenazim say it at the end kodam ama v'sheina b'nusach sfard hi achar malbish arumim. Fine. V'ulai hoi b'nuschasam Gemara bracha zu bach. Okay. So far everything we said he quoted. The kosa v'atur bracha zu api ha-medrish as we quote Rabba Munasech. V'od. After quoting the reason of Rabba Munasecha of the Tur, so the Aruch HaShulchan adds something very interesting. V'od. She'anu ayefe hazman. This is not just about the fact that a person is tired at night and refreshed in the morning. Of course, that's one layer, and that's obviously why it's Birchas HaShachar, but there's something else here. And that might be why the Gaonim, whoever it was, stepped in. Anu ayefe hazman. The umali hashkacha prat. Without Hashem's shmira, we couldn't survive. L'zem mevarchim shakadosh baruch hu nosein lanu koach. V'hanavi oma mikra zeh l'inyan zeh. If you look at the context of this pasuk in Shayim Mem, in Haftorah of yesterday, what is the context of this pasuk? And if you look in the Radak, on this hanosein layoif koach, says the Radak, v'hu yitin kishiyirtze koach v'atzma v'yisrael she'en begolus v'yeofim v'yegeyim v'ein onim. Klai Yisrael needs a boost. Klai Yisrael has gone through much suffering over the Golus. The period when it was instituted was a period, again, of persecutions. And this may have been also part of the agenda. Rav Schwab has a Sefer on Siddur. It's in English and in Hebrew as well. And he, without quoting the Aruch HaShulchan, he basically says this idea, and he points out, what's the difference between Ya'ayef and Ya'ef? Tired. You could say Ayef, like by Esa, Behu Ayef. But here it says, the letters are rearranged. Right? It says, Nosein La Ya'ef Koach. There's Ayef and there's Ya'ef. Hachilok ben Ayef lo Ayef hu, Ayef adayin yesh lo ksas koach. You still have a little bit. You're exhausted. You have a little bit. You're not ready to crash completely. Avo Ya'ef tam kocha legamri. Completely zonked, ready to crash. I'm sure you can all identify a little bit. You had that moment, those moments. And since the Peshat is a Klal Yisrael, like the Radak says, it means that in the course of Golus, there have been points that Klal Yisrael is literally crushed because of the Ol Hashibah and Malchios. So therefore, the Chachamim who were attacking the Bracha, the Rabbanu Saburai, or the Gaonim, saw that this Golus is a long and bitter Golus. Therefore, they wanted to express Hakaras HaTov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives Koach to Klal Yisrael to be Sovel, the Ol of Golus, and therefore, it's connected to Brachas that mentioned before that, Ozer Yisrael Bigvura, Oter Yisrael B'Sefara, unique to Klal Yisrael, Hanosen Hayoyif Koach is Klal Yisrael, and their ability to be able to carry the yoke of Golus is another dimension to all of this, and again, it goes back to the Psukim in Yeshaya of the Haftorah.